Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is Monday, August 20th, 2012. It's currently 9:30 in the morning. I'm standing here in my living room, and sorry. I saw a strange reflection in my window, and it's some guys across the street mowing the lawn for one of my neighbors. She hires a special company to come and mow her lawn, and one of the guys is using this gasoline-powered blower to clean off her driveway of the grass clippings, and wow, there's a dust cloud outside. Feels like the 1930s in Oklahoma. Anyhow, so I've got a wonderful little story to tell you. This past weekend, my family and I decided to spend the weekend in our Canada's capital city, Ottawa. It was sort of a last-minute thing. We were supposed to go camping, but the weather was going to get slightly colder at night. So figuring I didn't really want to spend, a night or two in a damp tent, I opted to surprise my family by splurging and putting them up for a night at a four-star hotel in downtown Ottawa and take in a museum or two. We ended up taking in at least one museum, the Museum of Nature, and in Ottawa, and it was wonderful. I'm going to post some pictures up on on Facebook, but most of my audio boo friends are not on my Facebook. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a new service that I found that somebody suggested to me called Imgur. It's Imgur or something like that. And I'll post them on there, and then I'll audio boo when they're up there. I'll put the link to some of the pictures, just some of the highlights. But I have to tell you, one of the highlights was yesterday afternoon. At one point, my daughter and my wife were wanting to run an errand, and while we were going to this mall downtown, my wife happened to see a tent far off in the distance, sort of right off the street. And it had the big smart car logo on it, and just below it, it said test drive. And my daughter said, "Hey, Dad, you could test drive a smart car." So we went and ran the errand. Then we came out of the mall, and of course, I made a beeline for the smart car tent. And lo and behold, they had three electric, 100% electric smart cars. So, of course, I went to the tent and I asked them, okay, well, when are these things due out? Because I'd heard rumors. And they will be available here in North America in next spring. So the spring of 2013. But the girl asked me, well, would you like to try a test drive? And when you do the test drive, they plant a tree in your honor. Isn't that cute? So I said, sure, absolutely. So I was talking to somebody else, and all of a sudden, the representative that I was supposed to go with, all of a sudden looked at the girl and said something, and then the girl talked to this other guy and said, hey, we have somebody for you. Well, lo and behold, they actually videotaped a whole interview with me while I was driving the car through downtown Ottawa. And he was asking me some questions, usually standard questions, but they videotaped the whole thing. Now, he said he can't promise me that it'll actually appear anywhere on the Smart site. It's up to Smart Canada to figure out if they want to use it or not. Unfortunately, I was a little bit critical of some aspects of the Smart car, especially the fact that they went from the diesel engine to the gasoline engine, and it gets worse gas mileage than my 12-year-old Toyota Echo. I don't think they want to say that on camera, so I don't think that'll be on there. But there's no way I've got enough room on this 5-minute audio boo. I'll be right back with part two, and I'm just going to describe the electric drive experience. Be right back.